brother said, Arbor, the discourses have been stellar. And I sincerely agree with that. We bring praises to our Heavenly Father many ways. And as a group of God's children, one thing that we like to do is sing praises and listen to praises. And we know from many scriptures that we're commanded to do that. So tonight, the Okanagan Ecclesia wanted to present to you and have you participate in praises to our Heavenly Father. And everybody asked to be a part of this, even our young people. And so there's a lot of different things going to go on tonight. And be patient with us as we put this little program together for you. We believe, though, in our hearts that the Lord has guided us this far and that you will leave with a very special blessing tonight. On your chair, or on your neighbor's chair, you will see a song called There Is No Sorrow in God's Tomorrow. And it's a great hymn. We wanted to use this as our opening hymn tonight. So we're going to have Brother Len lead you in singing all three verses of There Is No Sorrow in God's Tomorrow. At the conclusion of the singing of this hymn, Brother Jonathan Freer will be asking an opening prayer on our Vesper service.
Now, brethren, you might not know this one, so we're going to have Pat play it through once. Now, this is not a Bible student typical hymn. It doesn't go slow, all right? So just remember that. We'll keep tempo with me, keep tempo with Pat. She'll play it all the way through once, and then we'll sing all three verses.
Our kind, loving, and gracious Heavenly Father, we are really thankful that you've allowed us to be here this evening with our brethren. We're thankful for this day of fellowship we've had and the opportunity we've had to consider more of thy plans and purposes. We're thankful of all the time we've had with our brethren and the wonderful blessings we've each received. We would pray now that this remainder of this day and this Vesper service would be a blessing to us. We would ask that you bless those that have prepared for this in this short time. We pray that the singing and the hymns will echo from our hearts what we all feel and think and the joy and love that we have and the things that you give us. We place this meeting in thy care and thy keeping. We are mindful of our brethren throughout the world. We're thankful for the day and the time, and we do pray for the soon establishment of thy kingdom. We ask you of thanks and praise in our dear precious name for all these things. Amen.
This evening we will hear songs and scriptures both designed to bring praise to God, our Heavenly Father. The first scripture is Ephesians 5:19-20. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with the heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
Come sing a song with me. Come sing a song with me. Come sing a song with me, that I might know the Lord. And He'll bring you home when hope is hard to find. And He'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time. Come walk and talk with me. Come walk and talk. Come walk and talk with me, that I might know the right. And He'll bring you home when hope is hard to find. And He'll bring a song of love and a rose in the winter time. Come sing a song with me.
Psalms 33, verse 1. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to Him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all His work is done in faithfulness.
Can I come to the banquet? Don't trouble me now. I have married a wife. I have bought me a cow. I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray only excuse, I cannot come.
A certain man held a feast on his fine estate in town. He laid a festive table and wore a wedding gown. He sent invitations to his neighbors far and wide, but when the meal was ready, each of them replied.
Come to the banquet, don't trouble me now. I have married a wife, I have bought me a cow, I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray hold me excused, I cannot come.
The master rose up in anger, called his servants by name, and said, Go into the town, fetch the blind and the lame, fetch the peasants and the pauper, for this I have willed. My banquet must be crowded, and my table must be filled.
Come to the banquet, trouble me now. I have married a wife, I have bought me a cow. I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray hold me excused, I cannot come.
When all the poor had assembled, there was still room to spare. So the master demanded, Go search everywhere, to the highways and the byways, and invite them to come in. My table must be filled before the banquet can begin.
Come to the banquet, don't trouble me now. I have married a wife, I have bought me a cow. I have fields and commitments that cost a pretty sum. Pray, hold me excused, I cannot come.
Psalms 146:1. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I'll praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Like the faint dawn of the morning, like the sweet freshness of dew, come the dear whisper of Jesus, comforting tender and true. Darkness gives way to the sunlight, while his voice calls on my of heaven's refreshing, call to new gladness and cheer. Whispering home, like the sweet song, like the air sweet song. Jesus, I love, is sweet music to me. A song of forgiveness, something I hear in my soul. Jesus has conquered forever sin with his fearful control. Whispering courage for warfare, bending thine ear when I pray. Glorious risen Redeemer, oh, how I praise thee today. Whispering, like the angel's sweet song, like the angel's sound. Jesus, I love, is sweet music, sweet music to me. Anchor to keep us, Holy Ghost steadfast and sure. Opens a wonderful cleansing, through his blood making us pure. Whispering hope of his kingdom,
2 Chronicles 16:8. O give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name, let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels and the judgments of his mouth.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord in.
O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with the marrow and the fatness. And my mouth offers praises with your joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Walk, let me walk close with thee.
thy kingdom shore to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close with thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
When you gaze into the heavens, what do you see? The pictures that you're looking at are taken from the Hubble telescope and peer as far as man is able to see so far. And these are just some of the glimpses that are in our universe, other universes. And when we look at these pictures, it makes us think how grand our Father is and how much more there is. As one brother said today, our life is so short, we need to accomplish so much. And we don't know why the universe was created. Each of us has opinions to why. But to us, it humbles us, and when we look at these, it just brings grandeur to mind. And so we sing these praises to you and to our Heavenly Father with humbleness, gratitude, and grandness.
Jesus, give.